The voice in your ears is Perfect Purvis, and this is the off season. Now, before I get into the topic today, just want to throw out a little bit of what we got going here. Off season is off season time of American football in Europe. That's where I live. I'm in Finland, so the football season is over. I'm trying to kind of decompress from all the football going on in Europe that I follow normally. So I decided to do this podcast and just talk about anything that I felt like talking about. So let's just hop right into it. First things first, everyone has a podcast. That's a fact. That's why we're here today. So let's talk about it. Big stats. There are 2.4 million podcasts in the world right now. There's 66 million episodes. So what? There's 384 million listeners. The science or the stats say there's going to be 424 million people listening to podcasts by the end of 2022. And that leads me to the even more important stats. 90% of podcasters don't get past 3 episodes. 90% of those will quit after 20 episodes. So, using quick math, publishing 21 episodes puts podcasters in the 1% of the world. Now, not to be, you know, too braggy, but I've published more than 21 episodes. But this is only episode 1 of this podcast. First thing I want to talk about, starting a podcast is easy. Anyone can start a podcast. People go about it in different ways, but ultimately the goal of a podcast is to provide content to an audience. Now, me personally, I believe that a true podcast is centered around audio. Based on the original name coming from adding the words iPod and broadcasting. Way back in 2004, the original podcasters only had audio as a medium to deliver content. But who knew that technology would advance to where it is today? So it only makes sense that video podcasts are now just as important as audio versions. But no matter what medium someone uses, it only takes 3 things to start a podcast. 1, something to create content with. 2, a way to distribute content. And 3, actual content. Now, getting back to something to create content with, I know it sounds vague, but pretty much a phone can do audio and video. So people get all wrapped up in the quality, but that's really not as important when you're starting. As long as you don't have kids screaming in the background or random clicking noises like click, 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 click all in the background, your audio will be good enough for anyone to listen to if they enjoy the content. And for video, obviously quality plays a part, but nobody will get pissed off if someone's video is 720p instead of 4K ultra high definition. It's really more about the presentation than the video. Like if the video is shot with distracting items in the background that take away from whatever content is being presented. A boring set is better than a bad set. I feel like that's a line. A boring set is better than a bad set. So anyone saying that they need a certain mic or camera before starting a podcast is just a fuckboy who really never actually creates a podcast. That's how I feel about it. The second thing you need is a way to distribute your content. That pretty much means get your content on a platform like Spotify or Apple Podcasts. What beginners don't know is you can't just add your show to those big channels. You have to get a hosting platform for your podcast newsfeed to be submitted to Apple or Spotify. And there's hundreds of different podcast hosts to like choose from, but a lot of them are free. I'm not going to do the work for anyone, but Anchor.fm is an easy free platform to get started. I personally use Podbean, but that's because I'm deep in the game and need certain amenities that a free host can't guarantee. But, you know, to each his own, everybody do what you want. But one thing that all podcast platforms have in common is the ability to distribute content to the world. Each platform has its own distribution options, but it's up to the podcaster to figure out what works for them. The last thing needed is content. Sounds easy, but can be overwhelming to first-time podcasters. I've seen way too many people say, we should talk about this on a podcast. And that conversation never gets on a podcast. Even this podcast episode is based off a conversation I had a while back. But then again, I am a little different than some of these pretenders in the world. So, you know, I'm putting this on a podcast. I won't go into all the different reasons why people don't end up turning conversations into podcasts. But I do think that having more than one idea is what stops a lot of people. For example, I've heard we should do a podcast about how imports get treated in Europe. And personally, I love that idea. But the person didn't have any clue how to expand on that content to produce an ongoing concept. Again, I'll give you free game and help the idea out so people can understand how easy it is to create content ideas. I would narrow the idea of how imports get treated to something simple like the craziest shit happened to me when I was in Italy. From there, now all I have to do is find guys who have interesting stories involving their travels. That show has unlimited A1 content because everyone has a story. Now someone just has to tell it. Damn. Now I want to do that as a podcast. So if anybody listening to this likes that idea, hit me up because I like 5 stories from at least 5 different countries that would give you a week worth of content to put on your podcast if you're really about it. But yeah, back to the topic. It's pretty easy to start a podcast because you just need those 3 things. Number 1, something to create content with. Number 2, a way to distribute content. Number 3, actual content. Now, committing to a podcast is difficult. Like I said before, anyone can start a podcast, but it takes something different to stay committed to one. This specific podcast will be my 5th one with only 1 of the 4 lasting more than 1 series, I think. But in my defense, 2 of those 4 ended because I couldn't keep up with the USA time schedule while living in Europe. And the import group was, that podcast was always intended to be a limited series. It was just something I wanted to get off my chest at that time in my life. Never really wanted it to be an ongoing thing. So I feel like I'm more like 50%, like 2 out of 4. And we'll see where this 5th one goes. But again, like I said earlier, it's difficult to stay committed to a podcast. But the one podcast that I can hang my hat on is the AFF podcast, American Football in Finland. And that's been going strong for 5 years, has 100 plus episodes. And in those 5 years, I've seen other podcasts come and go. But I can't speak on why they failed, only the commitment that I put towards AFF. So I'll tell you about my commitment to what I've had to do. I'll admit that on the AFF podcast, we've had some times of hiatus and inconsistency regarding publishing episodes over the years. But no matter what, we continue to produce content and engage with our audience the best way possible. My co-host and I have done some crazy things to stay committed to the pod. I remember recording from the summer cottage for a whole week one summer because despite the midsummer holiday, the show must go on. So I had to do what I had to do. I was in the backwoods in the cabin recording the show. One of my co-hosts, Coach Q, he oftentimes would find a back room at his job to record so he could get in a quality show despite him being halfway across the world. Like, that's what we did with the time differences. Another guy, my boy Chris Green, recorded, I want to say, from the locker room in between playing flag football games. Like, he was all sweaty and tired. He was like, I got about 20 minutes and I got to get back out there. And the point is, our commitment to the pod has always been a priority in our lives, which is why we're able to, you know, head into season 8 next summer. Those are just normal inconveniences we've dealt with, but the really difficult times come about halfway through the podcast season, aka episode 10 or 11 for us. That's usually the height of the summer, when there are plenty of distractions and the games are becoming predictable. But even so, we keep watching blowout games, researching game trends and coming up with creative ways to keep our audience engaged each week. We just keep doing it. Sports podcasts can get repetitive quickly, but the routine does make it slightly easier to stay committed than other podcast topics. I couldn't even imagine committing to a podcast about movie reviews or something, even though I'm sure there's somebody out there 10 years deep about Iron Man and Thor or Marvel movies franchises or something. And their commitment to that silliness is why their podcast is still going. The next thing I think is important to talk about with everybody having podcasts is why most people give up. I said earlier I wouldn't talk about, you know, why, because I don't know exactly why every podcast like does or doesn't work. But there's probably tons of reasons. And I'll just give you three reasons that resonate with me and ones that I would see as ways a podcast would stop or why people would stop doing it. The first thing is underestimating how difficult a podcast actually is. Second one would be not truly being passionate about the subject or topics. And the third would be lack of instant success or fame. So getting back to the first one. Yeah, a podcast is easy to start, but keeping that going is a goddamn struggle. And everybody ain't ready for that. Podcasting definitely has a way of weeding out the weak and undisciplined. Like, it does that so easily. That's why when I was talking about the three episodes, usually takes about that many for people to be like, okay, this is not what I thought it was. The second reason is that not truly being passionate about the podcast. Lots of people have great conversations, but aren't able to translate to a specific subject repeatedly. For instance, I have some pretty interesting thoughts on religion. Especially like internationally. But I couldn't express my thoughts cohesively for more than two or three podcast episodes. Not because I don't have the content within me in my mind, but I honestly would get bored after talking about it for an hour or so. And at that point, I start making more concise and incomplete thoughts to get through the content process instead of letting it flow organically. And not having enough passion will always lead people to quit something. That's true in anything people do in life. And the last reason I said was lack of instant success or fame, which is self-explanatory. Some of the bums out in this world really think that people want to hear what they have to say. Then when they find out that the internet is not as kind as their social media algorithm, they call it quits. I like to think that people will listen to what I have to say, but being honest, I'm okay if only 10 people hear this podcast. That makes my metric for success much smaller than most and probably will lead to me continuing to publish episodes as well. But also, I think that most successful podcasts will agree that it takes time to build anything great. And those looking for overnight fame or stardom are in for a rude awakening. It just don't happen like that. So here's why I'm skeptical about everyone having a podcast. So let's just get to the real meat of this episode. The real reason I chose this topic is because I would like to call out all the fakes that are out here in the same circles as me. Back in 2020, COVID-19 hit the world hard. I saw tons of people deciding to do what they call podcasts, video and audio, all different forms. And true to the stats I mentioned earlier, 90% of those bums quit. And if you take offense to that, you're probably one of them bums. It is what it is. The only reason I feel a type of way about it is that those COVID-19 podcast wannabes, they really were doing a lot of the same things and just oversaturated a market that was already pretty niche. Yeah, I'm talking about all those pods where a couple of imports would hop on there, talk about life and how they think things should be. Most of them with that whole theme of barbershop, similar to The Shop that LeBron James did, and most recently that whole, like, I Am Athlete. Of course, I Am Athlete, that's post-COVID, so those sprouted up, you know, the second wave of podcast wannabes. But the general theme was, you know, we're just going to get on there and kick it and talk it how we like, and everybody going to love it. And that's just not what happened. But Speaking of I Am Athlete, just to throw out my personal situation with that show, I didn't too much care for it. It didn't seem too authentic to me, and I prefer the Pivot Group, which came from that. Something about Channing Crowder and Ryan Clark just makes topics more realistic to me than hearing from Brandon Marshall and Ocho Cinco. But yeah, that's just my preference, to each his own. Don't want to get onto that podcast too much. They're both doing great things. But back to you wannabe podcasts out there. I don't want to be too negative, because a few of you have what it takes to make it. But the rest of you sapsuckers really should throw in the towel and stop saturating the niche. Even better, work on your craft by joining an already established podcast as a guest or a guest host. Just to plug, you know, a few worth listening, Living by Living by my guy Joey Bradley. That guy has been going strong for years and keeps the topics interesting. I'm sure he would allow some of you guys to come up there and say what's on your mind on the episode, or even a couple of episodes if it makes sense. Another one would be Base Coverage with the owner of Athletes Forum, Jamal Clay. Oh man, that reminds me. I did 2 seasons of The Scoop with Jamal a while back. So I guess that makes this podcast number 6 for me. And The Scoop is on hiatus because my schedule just didn't match a lot of imports at the time. It still doesn't. Maybe we bring it back in 2023. We did 2 seasons though, so I guess that's a success. We did 2 seasons of that. But Clay is going strong on the Base Coverage. And I think that he'd definitely be a person worth reaching out to if you want to be a guest and kind of see how podcasting really goes and put in a little bit of work and effort and work on your craft. The last show I would suggest is this one. Obviously, some people might feel some way about me calling them wannabes, and those people can go suck on a lemon. But the people who understand that sometimes you got to crawl before you walk, holla at your boy. This podcast will cover a wide range of topics that are important to me, but I'm also pretty flexible when it comes to talking about almost anything of substance. Like, if it's relative, we can get into it. Now, if you think I'm going to let you get on here and just badmouth certain people or organizations, you take that shit elsewhere, because this ain't it. But if you can contribute to a relevant topic, we're good to go. I'm willing to, you know, talk about it. So you can reach out to me. My socials are at Perfect Purvis, and my email is PerfectPurvis@gmail.com. There might be 1 or 2 more podcasts on this side of the ocean worth linking with, but I don't follow everybody. I don't know if you were thinking of starting a podcast. I have 0 experience of doing it. Just don't. Like, if you haven't done it already, don't do it. No need to waste your time or the time of those people who decide to follow your 3 episodes before you quit. And that's okay. Podcasting isn't for everyone, and definitely not for you wave-riding wannabes. And if you really are interested into it, you know, link up with someone else and put in your effort, put in your time and learn before trying to just do something by yourself. Now, this portion was supposed to be why I'm skeptical of these new podcasts, but I got off topic. But I think you get the point of what I'm saying is that, you know, we can do better than these pop-up wannabe podcasts. So let me get into my last thing, and then I'll be off the air here. Why this podcast will be a success. So everybody has a podcast, and apparently this is podcast number 6 for me. So what makes me different? Absolutely fucking nothing. This thing could bomb, or it could be my best podcast ever. I really don't know. But what I do know is that it won't be a half-ass show, and it won't only go 3 episodes. Honestly, I think this podcast will be successful, mostly because of the low goals I have set for it. This podcast is a chance for me to talk about exactly what I want, with no end goal or traffic strategy, or I have to, you know, touch on this topic specifically. I love talking sports, especially American football in Europe, but that shit is super limiting to some of the things I really want to get into that are on my mind. Topics like what makes an athlete, or the amount of fucks I give, Those are just a few examples of the range that I'm trying to get on this show. Also, I will be getting into some football stuff, like national teams in American football. It's just stupid. And it's not just a game. You know, those are some more things that I want to talk about, football specifically. Now, I don't know if, you know, those are the topics people want to hear about, but hopefully about 6 or 7 people do, and y'all can rock with me as we continue this thing that I started, but it's been going on for a long time. We're just putting it on, you know, a specific avenue right now. This is the platform we're going to use to keep moving this along. So those are a couple of things that are coming up in the offseason. I don't really have an outro yet. I will work on it. So for right now, I'll just say thanks for rocking with me. And thanks for listening to this one as we get through the offseason.